जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारे जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारे यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन यामुन तीर बन चारी यामुन तीर बन चारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव राधा माधव राधे जय गौर निताय जय गौर निताय जय गौर निताय जय गौर निताय जय रुक्मिणी द्वारकाधीश रुक्मिणी द्वारकाधीश रुक्मिणी द्वारकाधीश रुक्मिणी द्वारकाधीश जय जगन्नाथ बलदेव सुभद्रा जय जय सुदर्शन जगन्नाथ बलदेव सुभद्रा जय जय सुद जय जय प्रभुपाद 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 जय जय प्रभुपाद जय जय प्रभुपाद 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 जय जय प्रभुपाद जय श्रील प्रभुपाद की ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम की निताई कोट प्रेमानंदे Hare Krishna. Thank you very much, dear devotees, for kindly assembling here today. This morning, we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3rd, Chapter 14, Verses 13 and 14. So I'll read the translation for verse 13, and then we'll go to verse number 14, and in verse 14, we'll read it in detail. But before that, there is Shisht Parampara, a tradition established by our Parampara to begin with Mangala Charan or auspicious invocations. So I'll begin with auspicious invocations. Most of us know these verses. You can kindly sing along with me. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namah श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम् वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरौ श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगण रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवम् साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवम् श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च नमों विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिन्निति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे नमो महावदान्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरत्विषे नमः हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौरभक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय So I'll read the verse and the translation for verse number 13. Pura pitano bhagavan daksho duhitru vatsalah kamvranita varam vatsa itya prichhata nah prithak. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Abhay Charanaravinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Jaya Srila Prabhupada. Translation. In days long ago, our father, the most opulent Daksha, who was affectionate to his daughters, asked each of us separately whom we would prefer to select as our husband. Purport. It appears from this verse that free selection of a husband was allowed by the father, but not by free association. The daughters were asked separately to submit their selection of a husband who was famous for his acts and personality. The ultimate selection depended on the choice of the father. Verse number 14. Kindly repeat after me. Saviditvatma janam no bhavam santana bhavanah यास्ते शीलम अनुव्रता सिनोनिम्स सह दक्ष विदित्वा अंडरस्टैंडिंग आत्मजानाम ऑफ द डॉटर्स नह आवर भावम इंडिकेशन संतान चिल्ड्रन भावनः वेलविशर त्रयोदश थर्टीन अददात हैंडेड ओवर तासाम ऑफ ऑल ऑफ देम या दोज हु आर ते योर शीलम Behavior. Anuvrata, all faithful. Translation. Our well-wishing father Daksha, after knowing our intentions, handed over 13 of his daughters unto you. And since then, we all have been faithful. Purport. Generally, the daughters were too shy to express their opinions before their father. But the father would accept the daughter's intentions through someone else, such as a grandmother to whom the grandchildren had free access. King Daksha collected the opinions of his daughters and thus handed over 13 to Kashyapa. Every one of Diti's sisters was a mother of children. Therefore, since Diti was equally faithful to the same husband, why should she remain without children? Jagadguru Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Mukam karoti vachalam pangum langhayate girim yat kripam tamaham vande shri gurum dinataranam. So this is the 14th chapter of the third canto, and the discussion between Sri Vidur and Maitreya Muni is continuing, and there is a description of how Bhagavan Varahadev happened to kill Hiranyaksha. So the cause of that is being explored in this chapter. At the beginning of every chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam, the original Sanskrit commentator on Srimad Bhagavatam, Srila Sridhar Swami, summarizes every chapter in a single verse. So he gives a one verse summary of every chapter at the beginning of every chapter. And Srila Sridhar Swami is the most authentic Sanskrit commentator on the Srimad Bhagavatam according to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says in the Chaitanya Charitamritam, Sridhar Swami Guru Karimani, Sridhar Anugat Karo Bhagavat Vyakhyan. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says in the Srimad Bhagavatam, I consider Sridhar Swami as my Guru. This is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said. And everybody who wants to understand Srimad Bhagavatam should understand according to the directions given by Srila Sridhar Swami. So today we have translated Srimad Bhagavatam into various languages in the world. But there was a time long ago when Srimad Bhagavatam, there was no paper to print thousands of copies. So the only paper that was available was palm leaf manuscript. And very less quantity of paper was available. So people had to make use of paper very judiciously. So they used to write the original Srimad Bhagavatam in Sanskrit with the commentary of Srila Sridhar Swami. This commentary is very short in most places, but it helps to understand the essential meaning of Srimad Bhagavatam. The name of the commentary is Bhavartha Deepika. Bhavartha Deepika. Deepika means a lamp to illuminate Bhava Artha, the most essential meaning of Srimad Bhagavatam. Because there can be hundreds and thousands of meanings of every verse. We have heard about a verse, Atma Ramas Chamunayo, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave more than 60 meanings to that verse. Now question arises, which meaning is the most essential meaning out of those 60? So the essential meaning is the one which is specified by Srila Sridhar Swami in his commentary, Bhavartha Deepika. So Srila Sridhar Swami at the beginning of this chapter specifies the purpose of the chapter. He says, Chaturdashe Nidhanam Tu Tadvadhe Vaktum Uchyate. Chaturdashe, in the 14th chapter, Nidhanam Tu Tadvadhe. The reason for the killing of Hiranyaksha is being explored. That is what Srila Sridhar Swami says. And Sandhyayam Kashyapad Garbha Sambhava Kamato Dithe. And Sandhyayam, in the evening, Kashyapad Garbha Sambhava. From Kashyapa, there was a pregnancy of Diti that happened. And Sridhar Swami says, what is the reason? Kamato Ditehe. Because of the lust of Diti. So it is very clearly mentioned in a single verse what is the summary of the chapter. So in this chapter, the reasons will be explored as to why Bhagavan killed Hiranyaksha, beginning with the pastime of Kashyapa impregnating Diti due to the kama or due to the amorous desire of Diti that was present in her heart. Very simple. So now, There is a reason behind this verse, and Srila Prabhupada, in the final line of the purport, he has indicated what is Diti's mood in this particular verse. Diti is indicating repeatedly to Kashyapa that, dear Kashyapa, you have satisfied all the other daughters of our father Daksha, but you are behaving partially towards me. It seems as if you are behaving partially towards me because you are not easily agreeing to fulfill my desire. Now, this is not the reason why Kashyap is not agreeing to fulfill her desire. She desires to be united with Kashyapa so that she can also beget children. Now, this desire in Bhagavad Gita is representative of Krishna. So, in the Bhagavad Gita, Shri Krishna says, Dharma viruddho bhuteshu kamosmi bharatarshabha. That, O son of Bharat, I am that lust which is not against the principles of dharma. And Srila Prabhupada explains that any lust or any sex desire which is for the sake of producing children is representative of Bhagavan Shri Krishna. So if it is representative of Bhagavan Shri Krishna, why is Daksha saying no to it? Now Daksha is not supposed to say no to it. But Daksha is little hesitant because it is evening time. Kashyap is little hesitant because it's evening time. And he's seeing in the sky, he's seeing that associates of Lord Shiva are roaming in the sky. And he is a little afraid. If any one of those associates enters into the womb, then it will be terrible news for the family. So Kashyap is a little hesitant because of the time. Otherwise, a husband who is following Vedic principles will never refuse a wife who is approaching him for the sake of begetting children. So he'll never refuse. But the only reason is because the time is unfavorable. Now, but Diti is not willing to wait. Now, Diti says time is of the essence here because my desire is strongest at that point of time. So Diti is not willing to wait at this point of time. What happens as a result is kamato ditehe. Because of the lust present within the heart of Diti, the demons are born in the form of Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu. This is what is going to happen. Now, as devotees also, Srimad Bhagavatam is teaching us the various situations in life that may take place in our lives too. So from the path of devotional service, nobody is permanently disqualified. Each and every living entity, they have an adhikar, a right to practice devotional service, no matter whether they are affected by lust, anger, greed or etc. It is specified in Srimad Bhagavatam, akamaha sarva kamova, that even if we are sarva kama, even if we have all desires, we can perform tivrena bhakti yogena. We can perform bhakti yoga with a sincere desire. But the first obstacle that a sadhaka or a practitioner usually encounters is kama. Kama, which is generally translated as any material desire, but it takes on the special meaning as lust. Every word can have a general meaning and it can have a special meaning. So general meaning of kama is any desire, and special meaning of kama is lust. Just as we have a term mobile. Mobile, general meaning is anything that moves is called as mobile. But a special meaning of mobile is cell phone. So that is called as rudhi artha. Rudhi means the meaning that has been accepted popularly by the society. So the rudhi artha of kama, or the popularly accepted meaning of kama, is lust. Now this lust is a barrier for every progressing sadhaka. And how does the sadhaka get out of this disease of lust? It is very important to understand. So many sadhakas try a lot of things in order to get rid of lust. But unfortunately, the Srimad Bhagavatam says that it is impossible for anybody in the material world to get rid of lust. There is only one person in the material world who is free from lust. This is specified in the verse of Srimad Bhagavatam. So I don't know who is controlling the screen. Yeah. Can we pull out a verse? 3:31:17. 3:31:17 we'll pull out from the screen. I will read the verse till that point of time and explain the verse. The verse 3:31:17. Shri Kapil Muni is saying to his mother, Devahuti, Tat Srishta Srishta Srishteshu, Kon Vakhandita Dhihipuman, Rishim Narayanam Rite, Yoshin Mayeha Mayaya. Tat Srishta Srishta Srishteshu, Brahma has created somebody, Srishta. Whom did he create? Prajapatis. Tat Srishta, whom did the Prajapatis create? They create the demigods. Srishteshu, and then the demigods created all the human beings basically. So Srishta Srishta Srishteshu, amongst the created of the created of the created of Brahma, Konu Akhandita Dhipuman, is there anybody who can remain free of lust? It's a rhetorical question. Answer is no. There is one person. Rishim Narayanam Rite, he found at Badrikashram. There is one person found at Badrikashram. Who is that? Narayan Rishi. There is one person in the material world who will remain free of lust. Yoshin Mayeha Mayaya. So everybody else is potentially susceptible to this disease of lust, and there is virtually no possibility that it may be eradicated from the heart of a conditioned living being. Now question arises, if this is going to be the standard for all living entities, what do we do? Because we have been taught that we have to completely overcome the desire for lust in or before we can begin progressing or advancing in our bhakti towards Bhagavan Shri Krishna. So this we have been taught, that we have to be completely free of lust in order to progress on our path to bhakti. So what do we do with these material desires that are present within us? That is very important to understand. We have to come to terms with this desire, and we have to understand how do we get out of this desire, even though Srimad Bhagavatam has said that there is virtually no conditioned soul who can get out of it. So 3:31:37. So we will see the translation by Srila Prabhupada. Amongst all kind of living entities begotten by Brahma, namely men, demigods and animals, none but the sage Narayan is immune to the attraction of Maya in the form of a lady. It's very clear here. So nobody can overcome. That is right, mentioned right there in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Now what do we do? Now that we know this fact, what do we do? Do we give up and say, no, that's enough now? See, Srimad Bhagavatam said, nobody is free. So let's embrace karma in our lives, and let's learn to live happily ever after with our desire. So if we think like that, then there is a problem. The problem is, karma exactly is not a friend. If karma would be our friend, we would happily embrace and live with it. Karma is not our friend. Karma is an enemy. It acts in such a way that it disrupts the society, it disrupts relationship, it disrupts everything that we have in our lives. So how do we have this karma, and how do we use this karma, or what do we do with this karma? This has to be understood. So in order to understand that, there is something which we have to learn, and there is something which Srimad Bhagavatam specifies. In the 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavan Shri Krishna says something, and this I would like to pull out from the screen, Prabhu, if possible. 11.20.8, 11th canto, 20th chapter, verse number 8. Bhagavan Shri Krishna says something to Uddhav. And what does Bhagavan Shri Krishna say to Uddhav? In 11th canto, 20th chapter, verse number 8, Bhagavan Shri Krishna says, Na nirvinno na atisakto bhakti yogo asya siddhidah. Yeah. Yadrichaya matkathadau jata shraddhastu yahpuman na nirvinno nati sakto bhakti yogosya siddhidah. We'll see the translation by Srila Prabhupada or Prabhupada's disciples. If somehow or other, by good fortune, one develops faith in hearing and chanting my glories, such a person being neither very disgusted with nor very attached to material life, should achieve perfection through the path of loving devotion unto me. Now this is very important verse. The original says, na nirvinno, not very detached, na ati sakto, not very attached. So Sri Krishna says, "Are, I never expected you to be fully detached. When did I expect you to be fully detached? I said in Srimad Bhagavatam, na nirvinno, don't become too detached, na ati sakto, but don't even become too attached. Are, then what should we do? Neither too detached nor too attached. So you are asking us to walk the tight rope, you know, between kama and prema. So Bhagavan Shri Krishna is saying, please hear carefully, don't worry about it so much. For bhakti yogis, I have made something known as yukta vairagya. Now what is yukta vairagya? This principle has to be understood. Many times yukta vairagya is translated simply as dovetailing. You know, yukta vairagya means take anything, dovetail in Krishna's service. That is what yukta vairagya is broadly translated as. But there is a technical definition of yukta vairagya. For devotees, there is no phalgu vairagya. Phalgu vairagya means renunciation of everything. One who renounces everything becomes a complete renunciant. According to the opinion of Shri Krishna in this verse, that person becomes unfit for bhakti yoga. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has commented upon this verse. And in his commentary, he has said something. He has said, a person who is too attached is fit for karma yoga. A person who is too detached is fit for jnana yoga. It's only the person who is neither too attached nor too detached that becomes fit for which yoga, dear devotees? Bhakti yoga. So that is the middle path that should be practiced. If too attached, he cannot surrender to Bhagavan. And too detached, there is a problem. What is the problem? Because if it is that person is too detached, this person cannot understand bhakti ras. Cannot understand bhakti ras. Ultimately, after all that detachment and practice and every morning coming to Mangalarti and doing everything, after that we wanted to achieve something. What did we want to achieve? So we are singing every morning. Sevadhikar diye karo nija dasi. Are, give me seva adhikar. And give me this seva adhikar. In Goloka Vrindavan will not be available unless we have bhakti ras flowing within our hearts. Now the person who is too detached, the person from whose heart lust has completely gone, or so he thinks, has completely gone away. Now when such a person hears of bhakti ras, this person says, nah, this bhakti ras is also, you know, sense gratification. You are calling it bhakti ras, but actually it is sense gratification. You should be fully detached. Even from these descriptions in Srimad Bhagavatam, you go to 10th canto, you will hear Krishna is inviting all the gopis on the flute. And you know all this, you are sense gratification. So Srila Jiva Goswami says, Bhagavateshu api asmad raseshu virakteshu. There are some individuals, when bhakti rasa is portrayed in Srimad Bhagavatam, some individuals become detached from that rasa also. These people are unqualified. So Srila Rupa Goswami wrote something in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, very important point. He says, Nivrittanupayogitvat duruhatvat ayam rasa. In the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Sri Rupa Goswami described 5 bhakti rasas. So we know what are the 5 bhakti rasas. Shanta, Dasya, Sakhya, Vatsalya, Madhurya. But Sri Rupa Goswami said, I will not describe one rasa in great detail. Which rasa did Sri Rupa Goswami not describe in great detail? Madhurya ras. Shanta was described in detail. Madhurya he did not describe in complete detail. There is a reason for that. The reason is he himself says, Nivrittananupayogitvat. It is useless for the totally detached. Useless for the totally detached. Somebody who has become completely detached and is thinking that even in Srimad Bhagavatam these are material descriptions. Useless for that person. So I will write another literature specifically for describing this rasa later. So Srila Rupa Goswami wrote an appendix literature for Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. This literature is meant only for the very advanced devotees who can understand what is the perfect balance of Bhakti Yoga. So Sri Rupa Goswami wrote a literature separately for describing Madhurya Rasa and he called it Sri Ujjwala Nilamani. But this literature is not meant for the general audience. Therefore Sri Rupa Goswami kept it very separate. In Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu he gave a small summary of what is Madhurya Rasa, but not too much. No. Because many people cannot understand what is the detail of this particular rasa. And Sri Rupa Goswami was living in an environment 500 years ago where many sadhus were exactly disqualified from understanding this rasa. They were so detached. They used to say, oh, why are you doing this bhakti rasa? Study Vedanta. Sarvam khalvidam brahma. Everywhere is Brahman, impersonal Brahman. Understand Vedanta Sutra. Realize the Brahman within your hearts. Now such people, if you go and talk to them about bhakti ras, they will say, ha, you just want to have a pretext for sense gratification. Under the name of Krishna Leela, you want a pretext for sense gratification. That is why all you Vaishnavas here singing 10th canto, Krishna book, huh, is just a pretext for sense gratification. So the impersonalist would say like this. So Sri Rupa Goswami understood. He knows how to read the pulse of the impersonalists. So Rupa Goswami understood what is the pulse of the impersonalist. Therefore he did not write in detail about one rasa, Madhuri rasa. But there is a big secret, dear devotees. If somebody hears very faithfully, then from the mouth of a realized Vaishnava, then this Madhuri rasa is able to cure the disease of the heart. I would like to quote one final verse before I pause for today. This verse occurs at the end of the 5 chapters. And Vikriditam 10.33.39. I'd like to quote this verse, 10.33.39. So this verse says, Vikriditam vrajavadhu biridam cha vishnuho Shraddhanvitonu shrunuyad athavarnayedyah Bhaktim param bhagavati pratilabhya kamam Hridrogamashvapahinotya chirena dhiraha. So 10.33.39, at the very end of that particular chapter, we will see the translation of this particular verse. Yeah, so kindly go to the translation. Yes, so anyone who faithfully hears or describes the Lord's playful affairs with the young gopis of Vrindavan will attain the Lord's pure devotional service. Thus he will quickly become sober and conquer lust, the disease of the heart. Now I wish to ask a question, dear devotees. Conquering of lust is the cause of reading Krishna's pastime or is the effect of reading Krishna's pastimes? The effect. Because when a person begins hearing Krishna's pastimes, they are not expected to be fully free of lust. But they should follow one particular precaution very strictly. Faithfully hear from a Vaishnava who understands the tattva. I hope you are able to understand. This is what it is. If they follow the precaution very nicely, because it says, Shraddhanvito, anybody who faithfully hears, you have to hear from a particular Vaishnava who is fully realized in the tattva. Tattva means the Siddhantas. Then the Vaishnava will first instill the Siddhantas, the essential truths about Shri Krishna. One of the first things that the Vaishnava will tell is, Krishna's body is not made out of material elements, 7 material dhatus. Our body is made out of 7 material dhatus. Skin, flesh, bone, fat, marrow, semen. Skin, flesh, blood, fat, bone, marrow and semen. Krishna's body is not made out of skin, flesh, blood, fat, bone, marrow and semen. Krishna's body is made out of Sat principle, Chit principle, Ananda principle. So Sandini Shakti, Samvit Shakti and Ladini Shakti. These are the 3 Shaktis by which Shri Krishna's body, transcendental body, is eternally composed of. So then it means that there is no material lust between Shri Krishna and the gopis. First, this Siddhanta is established there. Then, when the Vaishnava describes these pastimes, there is no Ashlilta. Does anybody know what is the English translation of Ashlilta? Vulgarity. So there is no vulgarity when the Vaishnava describes these pastimes. If we see Sri Rupa Goswami's descriptions of the pastimes between Bhagavan Sri Krishna and Srimati Radharani, there is not even a tinge of vulgarity in those descriptions. So when the Vaishnava describes, there is no tinge of vulgarity. In fact, Sri Rupa Goswami loves to discuss separation more than union. He loves to discuss separation more than union. And thus, Sri Rupa Goswami creates for us what is known as Bhava Vrindavan, a Vrindavan within our heart. A Vrindavan which is free from all the negativities of the Vrindavan that we see today geographically. Many of us have gone to Vrindavan. And we have seen the concrete and the buildings and the trash everywhere. How many of us would want to carry all of that in our heart? Oh, we don't want to carry that, those aspects of Vrindavan in our heart. So we have to develop what is known as Bhava Vrindavan. Bhava Vrindavan is Sri Vrindavan as it is described in the literature of the Goswamis. This Bhava Vrindavan is described by Sri Rupa Goswami. It is free from all vulgarity. And once this Bhava Vrindavan is established within the heart, then the devotee can faithfully relish these pastimes, and then he will understand that vulgarity is not the purpose of life. The purpose of life was loving interactions, to hear the loving interactions between Srimati Radharani and Krishna. Gives up all the vulgarity of heart, accepts Bhava Vrindavan within the heart, becomes sober, and quickly conquers lust. Dear devotees, in this way, although Srimad Bhagavatam says in one place, that nobody can conquer lust except for Rishi Narayan, that same Srimad Bhagavatam says in another place that there is one method of conquering. The one method of conquering lust is to faithfully hear any pastimes of Sri Krishna. Now, this particular verse is in relation to the amorous pastimes or Rasalila. But any pastimes, childhood pastimes, pastimes with parents, any pastime is capable of conquering lust, the disease within the heart. So any ras, whether it is Dasya ras, Sakhya ras, Vatsalya ras or Madhurya ras, is capable of conquering the disease of the heart. But Sri Shukadeva Goswami specifically spoke this because Parikshit Maharaj was in doubt. How did Krishna enjoy with the wives of others? So Sri Shukadeva Goswami is saying in relation to that, oh Parikshit, forget about that. Your own disease will also be cured if you hear this. So, this is what is the conclusion of Sri Shukadeva Goswami in Srimad Bhagavatam. So, dear devotees, this is our sure shot method of conquering lust. It does not fail, but we have to do something. First and foremost, we have to qualify ourselves to be able to listen from a Vaishnava who understands the Siddhantas and Tattva. And once we hear faithfully from a Vaishnava Guru, then it will be possible that the disease of the heart will go away completely. Alright, dear devotees, so we have to do our bit. We have to hear faithfully. And we have to develop faith in these narrations. Then the rest will be done. I hope it is clear, dear devotees. Thank you very much. Yadatra skhalitam kinchit vidvam sahapura yantutat. Yadatra saushtavam kinchit tad guru reva menahi. Yadatra skhalitam kinchit. There may be mistakes in my presentation. If there are any mistakes, vidvam saha, you are all learned devotees, purayantutat. Please correct any mistakes. But yadatra saushtavam kinchit, if there was anything nice, please remember tad guru reva. It belongs to my gurujanas. Me nahi. It doesn't belong to me. Thank you very much. Jagadguru Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Yes, Prabhuji. Yeah.
Hari Bol, Hari Parshad Prabhu. Thank you very much for a wonderful presentation. We know that verse from the third canto, Lord Rishabhadev, it's perfect. It's coming from the Lord himself, so we cannot find any fault with it. But one may ask, he's saying in that verse, only Narayana Rishi is free of lust. Then somebody may ask, what about Haridas Thakur? Yeah. He was tested by Maya Devi herself and he passed.
Yes. So, what about Haridas Thakur? What about Sri Rupa Goswami? What about all these individuals? Why do verses like these say that nobody is free from lust? Yet we find people who are free from lust. Why does this happen? So, in the Nyaya literature, there is something called as Chhatri Nyaya. Alright, dear devotees, please repeat the term after me. Chhatri Nyaya. What is Chhatri Nyaya? Chhatri Nyaya means, it is called the logic of the umbrella holders. Now, what is the logic of the umbrella holders? Suppose it's raining very heavily and there are 100 people on the street and 99 of them are holding umbrellas. But one person is not holding umbrella. So somebody may come and say, oh, today everybody is holding umbrellas. But is everybody holding umbrellas or are 99 people holding umbrellas? 99 are holding. So this is called Chhatri Nyaya. Sometimes Shastra includes the exceptions also in the general category. So this is called Chhatri Nyaya. But we don't see Sri Haridas Thakur as the norm. He is not the rule. He is the exception. So this Chhatri Nyaya is used to specify when exceptions are also sometimes counted under the rule. But exceptions are what they are. They are exceptions. So this is the answer to your query, Prabhu. We will see some exceptions from time to time. And all devotees who have studied according to this strategy also become exceptions. So we have to be like that. Because devotees who overcome lust, they are not the standard individuals of society. They are actually exceptional individuals within society. So we all of us have to try and be those exceptional individuals in society who overcame the disease of the heart by faithful hearing of Sri Krishna Katha. So I hope that satisfies the query to some degree, Prabhuji.
Thank you. Wonderful answer. Thank Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Yes. Yes. Yes, Prabhuji.
Can you pass us every question about how if one hears the pastimes of Krishna, the gopis like that from a qualified person, one becomes free from lust and hunger. It said quickly, maybe even said very quickly, I can't remember. So how quickly is quickly? Because, I mean, obviously, at least to me, Prabhupada's a qualified person. We've been hearing from him, some people up to, say, 50 years plus. So is quickly a few minutes, a few days, a few weeks, years? What is meant by quickly?
Yeah, so what is meant by quickly? Ashu. Quickly means as